from KQED.
The closure of San Diego's San Onofre nuclear power plant raises questions about where and how we're going to get electricity for Southern California in the long term. But that's not the only question buzzing. KQED science editor Craig Miller explores what the shutdown might mean for California's efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions.
For all its troubles, nuclear power has two big things going for it. It's steady and reliable, and it's clean, at least from a greenhouse gas standpoint. A running reactor puts virtually no carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. That's important in California, where state law requires rolling back carbon emissions to 1990 levels within the next 7 years.
Ultimately, over the longer term, we probably can offset the emissions that you're now going to get because of San Onofre being down.
Steve Berberick heads the agency that runs the electrical grid, the independent system operator. In a conference call with reporters, he was candid about the immediate effect.
That being said, in the short and midterm, clearly that you're moving in the wrong direction from a greenhouse gas emission perspective.
That's because utilities are making up for the lost nuclear power mostly by burning natural gas, which is significantly cleaner than coal, but still a fossil fuel that creates carbon emissions. An independent analysis by the Pro-Nuclear Breakthrough Institute concludes that the shutdown will mean an extra 8 million metric tons of CO2 going into the air each year. That sounds like a lot, but it's only about 2% of the industrial carbon emissions currently tracked by state officials.
Taking a big nuclear plant offline doesn't necessarily mean that California is going to take a greenhouse gas hit for the long term.
Tim O'Connor leads climate programs in California for the Environmental Defense Fund. He and other boosters of renewable energy are seeing an opening here.
Southern California is exploding with rooftop solar and localized generation, and that's exactly where this stuff needs to go. So I certainly think that this is an opportunity for clean energy providers to make up that shortfall, especially in the L.A. area.
But those additional watts from solar and wind won't come quickly. There aren't enough transmission lines to simply import clean energy from outside San Onofre's core service area, so for now, grid managers admit that most of the replacement power will have to come from natural gas plants in the area. The Air Resources Board, the lead agency responsible for carbon reductions in California, would say only that it still expects to meet its reduction targets. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.